Welcome to the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. Recently, the U.S. Wheat Quality Improvement Team was given the opportunity to travel to Japan, South Korea, and Thailand. Joining me to discuss more about the outcome of this trip is Dr. Catherine Frels, a director of the Small Grains Breeding Program at the University of Nebraska. Dr. Frels, let's talk about this trip. What was the purpose of visiting Japan, South Korea, and Thailand?
So the goal of this trip is for U.S. wheat breeders to have a chance to actually talk to some of our export market stakeholders. As U.S. breeders, we usually get to interact with our producers, with our domestic flour millers and bakers, but we don't often get to have the feedback of our export market. And for Nebraska, that's really important because about 50% of the wheat produced here does go to exports.
While on this trip, were there any recommendations or concerns brought into the discussion from the other countries?
So the countries we visited all consume quite a few different noodle products, and one of their concerns is about flour color and then the resulting noodle color and how that noodle color changes over time. So since we grow hard red winter wheat, that is quite a big challenge. They would love to have more of our hard white winter wheat for those noodle products. However, currently we're not exporting enough hard white to meet that demand. So one of the ways that we can address that would be working to develop those export pipelines for our hard white winter wheat. But we can also address it by decreasing the level of polyphenol oxidase in our hard red winter wheats. Polyphenol oxidase is an enzyme that naturally occurs in wheat and many fruit or vegetable products. Think about when you bite into an apple and then leave it for a while, it turns brown. Well, wheat has that same reaction in flour that when you mix with water and then let a noodle dry, you could see that browning reaction. And that's really not desirable because it actually, rather than brown, turns the noodles gray. And who wants to eat a gray noodle, right? So one of the things that we can breed for is actually lowering that polyphenol oxidase level. And we can test for that in our breeding program, reduce lower PPO wheat. That's not going to have any effect on our bread making ability, but it'll make our wheats much more acceptable for noodle products or very white flour-based bread products.
After going on this trip, do you see any new potential opportunities within the wheat industry?
We have a great opportunity to expand our exports in East and Southeast Asia for wheat. These regions are beginning to consume quite a bit more wheat. They're actually seeing decreased rice consumption. So what we would really love to see is that we can take the feedback we received on this trip, translate that into results in our breeding programs, get those new and improved varieties out to producers so that we can really take advantage of that increased demand for U.S. wheat products in Asia and see benefits for our producers in prices and sales.
Again, that was Dr. Catherine Frels, a director of the Small Grains Breeding Program at the University of Nebraska. This has been the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Carla Nichols for the Rural Radio Network.